News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's bring in Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Sean, I do want to talk to you mainly about what's happening in Saudi Arabia today. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the conversation we were having there. Do you have a view on where Ireland needs to go?
Shane, I'd be far more diplomatic than to start as an Englishman telling the Irish what to do. I do think, though, what's been fascinating on the global stage is that President Trump, his anger and frustration at the members of NATO enjoy the security umbrella that NATO provides, but they're not prepared to pay their way. And it was 2/3 of the nations weren't paying their way. Still, 1/3 of the nations not paying their way. And I do think the analogies here that if Ireland takes national security seriously, then it should be paying for it. And, just prevailing on another country, hoping that will come to your aid. And I think that's exactly what's happening on the global stage. President Trump is saying, the US spends far more in NATO than anybody else put together. They're fans of NATO, but if you're going to have an insurance policy against an uncertain future, you need to pay your premiums. And that's something that not all NATO nations do, and they probably have to.
Okay, let's talk about what's happening in Saudi Arabia today. What's your read on it?
Well, first of all, the headlines are obviously that negotiations are happening behind Ukraine's back. But I think if you get into it a little bit more, the US have said the primary reason for these negotiations between Russia and US officials is to reset relations. America and Russia have not had good relations over many years, but over the last three, they've been pretty poor. With the new President Trump administration, they're clearly seeking to address those. And of course, inevitably, some of that links to the conflict in Ukraine. I think particularly the Russians used to say that one of the justifications for going into Ukraine was that NATO was getting close to its doorstep. And I think Trump, distancing himself from Biden, has said, no, NATO is not on the table anymore. And also that the land that Russia has taken is probably going to stay. And I think what they're trying to do is just see if there's any common ground, because quite frankly, all wars are finished ultimately with some sort of negotiation. And given the visceral hatred between Ukraine and Russia, this hasn't just been going for 3 years. It's 300 years this fighting has been going on for, that actually ultimately you're going to need other people to help broker a peace. So I think what's happening in Saudi Arabia is simply trying to create a framework within which potential peace talks could start.
And are you optimistic that could happen? Because, Ukraine feared that they're being sidelined, the EU feared that they're being sidelined, and the argument is that President Trump is already making serious concessions to Russia on some of the issues you've already spoken about, without the negotiations even having begun.
They are, Shane, but I'm grey-haired. I've been around for a few years now. And I think, first of all, let's take the two concessions that he's made, one of which is that Ukraine can't join NATO. I'm only just old enough, but in 1962, the former Soviet Union threatened to mount missiles just on the southern border of America, and it prompted the Cuban Missile Crisis. Just having your enemy at your doorstep is very intimidatory. Now, you now wind the clock forward 60-odd years, and NATO's threatening to do exactly the same to Russia. So it's little wonder that Russia would not be happy with that. So I think that's one thing that, we have to look at it through the lens of history. The second one is that whilst, ceding territory might seem to be playing a card early in this game of negotiation, I have to say even President Zelensky, in a couple of his interviews most recently, has effectively ceded that he won't get the territory back. And he said it's far more important to look after his people and create a secure environment with whatever land is left in the future. So I'm not entirely sure that Trump is abandoning any negotiation. I think he's just looking at this with a sense of pragmatism. But going back to your question, am I confident? No, I'm not. And this is all down to where President Putin wants to be. He's on the front foot. He's winning the war in Ukraine. Why would he stop? And therefore, the question is, what can President Trump offer? What are the incentives to bring him to the table? Because quite frankly, at the moment, I'm not sure why he would.
Okay, Sean Bell, always a pleasure. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Sean Bell, their former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.